Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We're starting our T theory observations for Sunday, the 30th of May. I wanted to start out the first part of our first topic here as a general introduction, and stay with that in my future updates, because I think it's a little bit easier for people to follow. I was particularly interested in a Barron's article, which was done on Ray Dalio, who was a very long-term superior investment manager for a big organization in Connecticut, which is called Bridgewater Associates. I'll just give you a couple of comments from the article, because I think they're germane to the problems that we're foreseeing, and then we'll move on to the study of the long range T's, and then the short range pictures that come out will be the third topic. The reason that the article is interesting is it says Ray Dalio's chief investment officer of a very large organization that manages about $80 billion for governments. In other words, have a long record of success. I believe he's one of the few people that's been in the business longer than I have, and they come at it different. They're in Westport, Connecticut, so they're not infected by the usual Wall Street, short-term trading strategies, and they do a fair amount of their own thinking relative to strategies and so forth. So if you're interested in reading the whole article, and also there's a couple of other articles in this particular issue, which is I guess called the Saturday 29th 2010. I'm a subscriber to Barron's because they're very good at giving the bad news along with the good news, and they are pretty down to earth on investments, and they don't jump on fads and stuff like that. In any case, the article is the breakdown of the gist of the article is an interview with Ray Dalio, Bridgewater Associates chief investment officer, doubts that the printing of money will cause inflation, but he warns that the next recession may be coming sooner than we think. Okay, now that fits in with what I've been talking about. But what I find out is, I get all this feedback from people, and I find out there's a lot of people that would what you call the what used to be called when I was growing up were the wrong way Corrigans. Corrigan was a pioneer pilot who in the very early times, which is probably around the 30s, was trying to set speed records, and he was going to make a flight from the East Coast, one of the local areas on our coast here, and try to set a time record going to the West Coast. And so he took off, and he every second counted on cutting this thing down. So he's blasting away on an early trip in the early part of the phase, and he suddenly realizes that he forgot to turn, and he's headed towards Europe. And it was very embarrassing, because he had to come back and start up the whole thing again. Well, there's a whole bunch of questions that I get from wrong way Corrigans who, in their haste to make a decision, they come up with exactly the wrong answer, and they go down this path. And they think that there's a that they're headed someplace, but it's they find out they just got 180 degrees from what's going to happen, and it's almost always because their thinking isn't very deep, and they're very excited about these things. Barron's is writing this article basically to tell people that that there's a special set of deflationary trends going on, which means that you reach a number of conclusions. And one way you can check on this is that people who have long-term records of discovering these opportunities and don't get caught in the wrong way Corrigan sense are the people you want to watch, because they think very deeply, and it's not unlikely that a company like this that thinks deeply is not located in New York. They're up in Connecticut, and when they go outside, they don't see hustle bustle. They're not into computerized trading schemes and stuff like that. They're actually thinking about the global problem and all the ramifications and the consequences of certain events. In any case, They had a couple of interesting questions as to why when they interviewed him 2 years ago, he said that he didn't think that the economy was going to turn around till late 2010, and was surprised the stock market went up soon afterwards. And it brings out an important point relative to inflation. When the Federal Reserve pumped the money in, people said there's going to be inflation, but they're thinking about price inflation and so forth. What happens is when you get a lot of money running around loose, the first thing that inflates is stock prices. So that's a different kind of inflation, but it turns out that when they release money, it almost always causes a stock market inflation, meaning that the Dow Jones Industrial Average gets inflated by the amount of money. And it could be a very long time before you ever see any price inflation. He did say in this article that, you know, and they asked him about, he says, well, it was a little faster than I thought it was. And he says, but actually, they didn't think the economy was going to turn around until late 2010, which, you know, we're sort of going to get to that point. But he says now he thinks it's not going to be until 2011, and you're going to get a double dip. And that's his argument. Then he goes into this argument about why there's too much capacity in the world for everything, particularly in Asia, and so that the government can print the money and it's never going to cause inflation. His summary is our portfolio is mostly skewed to treasury bonds, gold, and emerging market currencies, especially Asian currencies. They don't like any of they do work in currencies, but you know what we advocate is that gold is the ultimate currency, so that covers that case. So it comes down to treasury bonds and gold. The depreciation of the major currencies, the premium, will not cause a significant level of inflation anytime soon. And that's according to their economic analysis. There's too much housing stock, there's too much manufacturing capacity, there's too much labor, and so forth. Now, just to talk about year-to-date, because we're ending the month, we have to do a summary on that one, too. Fidelity's long-term government bonds 5-month total return gain is 8.12% year to date, and that's versus the large funds, traditional big growth companies are down minus 2.8%. So that's a 10% spread of just stupid bonds, high quality bonds, versus traditional S&P type 500 type companies. Not small companies, but you know, large companies. Gold is up 10.6%. That would be a general category of gold. So it could be gold mining, and it could be gold bullion. The high yield bonds are up just 2.7%, having been up about 8% earlier before we started the correction process. Okay. So what Barron's article is trying to tell a Barron's reader is that all the wrong way Corrigans are going to get the part about the bonds wrong, because they're going to see inflation, which is a known bond destroyer, but it's good for gold. But as far as we can tell, what he says is right. His portfolio is skewed towards treasury bonds, gold, and now the emerging market currencies. They have a staff of 800, so they're fishing around in other opportunities. But I think that's sort of like, you don't have to do that. You can just stick with these two ideas, and I think that's really all you want to do. So what they're trying to do is educate their readers that they don't want to be long way Corrigans and jump onto the whole business of the you're going to print all this money and you're going to get runaway inflation. The fact is that you're just going to watch the double dip come by, and you're going to watch the problem start to come back, and you're going to then see you may see the unemployment rate go higher. And, once people are unemployed, you can give them money. All they're going to do is sock it away. And if they don't buy gold, or they put it under the mattress, or put it in T-bills or T-bonds or something like that, they probably don't. I have a graph was sent to me by one of the viewers showing the decline in money market funds. Well, they don't like the history of money market funds anymore, because those are short-term corporate stuff. It's probably pretty safe. But what they're doing is they're just going to treasuries to try to get some interest on the deal, and then get rid of the problem of what do you do about sleeping at night. So I thought that was a pretty interesting article coming from people that kind of what they're trying to do is set the stage for the fact that if you want to jump on the bandwagon, that you're going to go off in the wrong direction, and then you're going to end up in a bind financially by making what appears to be a guess is what's going to happen when they don't really know what's going on. I mean, they're not watching the consequences globally and so forth. Now, we don't do it that way. We just do it with a 40-year cycle. And when I tell you that the 40-year cycle is going into a depression, I have a record of 35 years, and they don't really make any. We don't really make any mistakes on that big picture stuff. In the year 2000, I told people the market was going to crash. Well, it didn't crash, but it went down for 3 years. And in 07, you were going to have a come back to the same thing, because the 40-year cycle keeps rolling over with this ominous look. It's going into a 1930s type depression. And well, it came close to it, but it didn't. But we're making a top here. We'll get it right sooner or later. And when you go down there, you're gonna find out that people are out of work, and you're gonna find out that maybe some of that bond stuff could get dicey. You have to go more towards the gold, and you might find out that the gold bullion, which you can buy as a piece of paper, you have to convert that into gold coins, which you personally hold. That can come out over the next decade as a succession of more bad news after more bad news, which eventually you find out that the treasury bonds are not safe. But it won't be an inflation problem. It's really only a safety issue. That's a real extreme case, and you have no reason to believe that's going to happen. But you look on the chart and you say that something really bad is going to happen. Maybe that's not what the bad thing is, but there's something there that's looming, just like I said at the other tops, and you just have to prepare for that. And for now, there isn't any problem. Bonds are perfectly respectable ways to make a lot of money. It's been working fine. And the wrong way Corrigans will always get it wrong, and they'll pay the penalty for that. But you look at your top groups, what you see now, 8% on the total return. That's like 2% on yield and 6% on capital gains. Gold 10%. Conventional stocks, when we go to look at the rest of the forecast, which is negative, they're going to be down more than that. By the time you get to the end of the year, these could be down 10%. The average stocks could be down. Big growth companies could be down 10% or 15% or something like that. I would think that, because we're gonna pass into some lows by the time we get into December, and the high yield bonds can they're hanging tough. People don't want to let go of the high yield bonds. The only thing that it's kind of eating away from them is that if you're going into a double dip recession, some of the high yield bonds are lower quality, and lower quality means they're less susceptible, they're more susceptible to defaults, basically risks of getting the economy to turn into an inability to pay the coupon interest and so forth. But capital income is a great fund. It's time to be great is kind of past, and it's going to get its value compressed out. So I just thought that was an interesting article. If you can read Barron's at the library, or you can pick up a copy of it. It's a nice publication, because they do discuss strategies, and they're very reputable. Okay, so that's our summary. Then we're going to turn on to the next point, which is a PDF chart of the advanced decline T's. Thank you.